here on the bottom, all in the bottom. We actually got into the Davach above the mouth, I think. But we are on, I'm going to start just from the way bottom of the base. That we were talking about Rebbe and Rebbe Chia, and the question of trusting a father to talk about his son and his status as a Kohen, and Rebbe Chia talking about the status of a brother being able to speak about his own brother, to talk to him, to say that he was, to trust him, basically, to discuss the status of his own brother, to say that he's a Levi. So the, not going off all the details of the Brisa before, but the bottom line is like this. You go to the last word in the line, on the third line from the bottom, on a Chaf Hem Beis, so the Gemara says, Umi de Rebbe Hela Ben Alpi Aviv, Le Kahuna Rebbe Chia Hela Ach Alpi Achiv de Levia. Right, so the based on that Brisa that they quoted before, one opinion was Rebbe, one opinion was Rebbe Chia. The bottom line was that Rebbe was the opinion that allowed a father to discuss the status of his son as a Kohen, and that he'd be trusted, and that Rebbe Chia, therefore, was the one who held that a brother could talk about his own brother to allow him to become and be trusted to elevate his status to that of a Levi. So the Gemara asks, Rebbe Chia, hella achapi achiv le Leviya, Rebbe Chia, maishna ben de lo karv hu eitzel aviv, ach nami karv hu eitzel achiv. So the reason why you wouldn't trust a father to declare the status of his son is because he's a karov, right? A person who's a karov can it's possible for edus. So if it's your own son, you can't. You're karov with your own son. You can't testify about the status of your son. So if that's true, and presumably the Gemara assumes that's the reason why Rechia wouldn't allow a father to testify about his own son. Well, same thing with the brothers. Brothers are also krovim, one to the other, in which case the brother shouldn't be allowed to testify about the status of his own brother to make him elevated to the status of a Levi. So what's going on? So you answer the Gemara on the top of Chafav Manalaf, B'mei Siach Lefetumah. Now, we're talking about a case of where the person's not giving actual testimony, but they happen to be, speaking, they're talking about something else, and it sort of like comes out naturally from the conversation that the person makes a statement that reflects the fact that the brother's a Levi. So he wasn't standing up saying, okay, I hereby offer testimony that my brother's a Levi. He's talking about something else. And then through that conversation, it comes out that he gives us information that shows that the brother is indeed a Levi. And the Gemara wants to give us an example of such a case. Kihada Amr Rav Yehuda Amr Shmuel, and because Rav Yehuda Amr Shmuel told the following story. There was a certain person who was, he was having a conversation. He was talking about something else. The Amar, and he said the following: Zicharani keshani tinok. I remember when I was a child. Umurkav al ktefo shel abba, and I was riding on the shoulders of my father. Votziuni mebeis asefer, and they took me out of school. Vivshituni es kutanti, they took vihitpiluni, they took me to like the mikvah to put me in the mikvah. Basically, they took off my clothing to put me in the mikvah. Lecho betruma, so that I could eat truma be'eret la'erev, so that I could eat truma at night. So he's just like talking about a story that he happened to him. I remember I was a kid, my father took me home and he brought me to the mikvah because they wanted me this thing called truma, right? Rebbe Chia misayimba, and Rebbe Chia even like finished that story saying that the person said, v'chavei rai bedilim mimeni, and my friends sort of like stayed away from me. They wouldn't come close, right? V'yikorin osi Yochanan oichel chalos, and they would call me Yochanan who eats chalos. Right, so basically, that I was different, and my friends would treat me different, and it sounds like they like kept the food separate. Right, all these things are things about like that means you're a Kohen, right? Ve'alu Rebbe l'kahuna apiv, and Rebbe hearing this story, right, elevated him to the status of a Kohen, right? Even what, not because he was giving testimony, but it was just kind of like a story that happened. He was like relating a story that happened to him once, and that was enough that Rebbe said, okay, this is a person talking about him, about himself, even, right? So he said that was enough to give him the status of a Kohen, because again, of a story that he was kind of like mentioning, and it happens to be he gave information which made it clear that he was really, really a Kohen. Fine. So that would explain that even Rebbe Chia would say, I'm not really talking about, it's not really, one of them is a brother is not a karov, a father is a karov. That's not the distinction. The case is, it must be the case was a case of Mesiach Levitumo. Which, and the good question is, like, presumably, that would apply even if it's the father and son, Right? It's not, there's no reason to assume Mesiach HaVetum, I don't think, applies specifically by the brother. And that's why it works. But by the son, it wouldn't work. But the point just being, it wasn't really specific to one or the other. Okay. So, continuing the conversation about... and by the way, why did they put it in the mikvah? So Rashi points out on the top of the page, Biluni, why? They assume that all children always had their hands in all kinds of places, and they probably became tamei. You know, so they would always put, I guess, put kids in the mikvah all the time, I guess, Kohanic children all the time, because they always had their hands in Yachid stuff. Okay, so now continues the Gemara. Tanya Rabbi Shimon Laza Omer. Keshem Chitruma Chazaka Lekahuna, Kach Maiser Rishon Chazaka Lekahuna. So Rabbi Shimon Laza says, so we've talked about how if you see a Kohen eating Truma, so that might have the possibility of creating a Chazaka, right, that the person's a Kohen. So not only Truma, but even Maiser Rishon, right? But the fact that the person, and the assumption here at this point is cholik v'bezdin, means that the person is having truma handed out to him, like as if he's a kohen, right, through the bez. Look at Rashi. Cholik v'bezdin, says Rashi, the second line of Rashi, assumes at this point, shall be bezdin hakavua be'ir, hayucholkin lo truma, be'bez hagrono. So that they would like, the way they would separate the truma when they're in the granaries was because it was specifically like by some psak the Bezin gave, like this person's okay, this person's not okay. So if that's true, you would think that would be the best way to, you know, give a chazaka a person's a kohen. So the Gemara's gonna ask the kasha on this later. But the bottom line is that what Rabbi Shimon Elazar is saying is that just like truma can be a chazaka for kuna, so too Maaser Rishon can be a chazaka for kuna, but cholik v'bezdin is not a chazaka. Okay, and the Gemara asked the question that we all asked, Maaser Rishon de Levi, what are you talking about? Truma goes to a Kohen, Maaser goes to a Levi. That's how it works. Maaser Rishon goes to a Levi. So what are you talking about? How is Maaser Rishon a Chazaka Lekahuna? That's something that's given to a Levi. So answer the Gemara as follows. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. It's like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Why? What did Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah say? Disanya, Truma Lekohen, Maaser Rishon de Levi. Rabbi Kiva. So Rabbi Kiva holds that Truma goes to a Kohen and Maaser Rishon goes to the Levi. But Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Maaser Rishon af l'Kohen. So Elazar ben Azariah says, actually, Maaser Rishon can also go to a Kohen. It's not only restricted to Levim. Okay. So says the Gemara, but Imadam Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah af l'Kohen. All right, l'Kohen velo l'Levi miyamar. Again, the whole point is you want to say that Maaser Rishon is a chazaka, that a person is a Kohen. If you want to say Maaser Rishon, like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, can go to a Kohen also, that's very nice, but it's certainly not going to be a chazaka that the guy is a Kohen, but the fact that he eats Maaser Rishon, if he can also go to a Levi, what kind of proof is that at all? So answer the Gemara, it is. Why is that? Basar de Kansinhu Ezra. This is after Ezra made a Kanas. What was Ezra's Kanas? Look at Rashi, fourth line in the wide lines in Rashi. Basar de Kansinhu Ezra, the Levim. Ezra, when they came back to Eretz Yisrael, so he put a class in Levim. The Lolis v'lehu kidarminim yivamos per Gemara Yishmos. There's a story in Gemara Yivamos about why exactly he went ahead and he gave him a kanas. But the bottom line was he made this rule that Kohanim, that Levim were not allowed to accept Maaser Rishon. So if that's true, and if there was a kanas on the Levi, that they weren't allowed to eat Maaser Rishon, so then what happened? So then only Kohanim were eating Maaser Rishon, in which case, now it becomes a chazaka that when a Kohen goes ahead and he eats Maaser Rishon. Okay. Says the Gemara, but Dilma Ikru V'Yavulei? Yeah, but I don't know. People know that Maaser Rishon goes to Levi. So maybe even after Ezra made this takana, maybe there are people who did it like they forgot, or they didn't do it, and they gave it to a Levi also. So the fact that so again, has it a chazaka? I get that's the halacha. Sometimes things are the halacha and everyone doesn't, or like, you know, that's the practice, but then everyone doesn't follow it, right? So the fact that that's like technically what's supposed to happen, lamaisa, you're going based on what people do. And maybe what people do is they do give to Levim and they weren't following Ezra. So Amr v'chista, hacha ma'askina, what's happening? I'll tell you what's happening here, the following. They go to muchzak lon bavua dahai the kohenu. Right? So what happened? The case is as follows. This person, everyone knows that his father is a kohen. Okay. But there were starting to be these rumors that his mother was a grusha or a chalutza. Okay. So, which would make him a halal, in which case he's not allowed to eat truma, right? V'chalku lei l'didei, or miser. V'chalku lei l'didei, I shouldn't say or miser according to, you know, Ezra, but let's see. V'chalku lei l'didei, miser beis agranos. And what happened? So this guy, his father's a Kohen. There's a rumor, there's a call that his mother is a Grusha or Chalutza, so he's a Ben Grusha or Chalutza. That's the rumor, right? And what happened? And then he goes to the Beis Agronos, and they give him Meiser. Okay, so how would people look at him? Levi, they're not going to think he's a Levi. They'll love Levi. They're not going to think he's a Levi because he's not a Levi. Everyone knows his father's a Kohen. His name is Kohen. Everyone knows, right? So Mayat Kilamemer, what are you going to say about him? Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, right? You would have said that he's a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. But lo mi bai lamanda amar Meiser Rishon asur lazarim. Forget, certainly according to those who hold, right, that Meiser Rishon is forbidden to a non-Kohen or Levi, the lo havu yahavi lei, right, so certainly they wouldn't give it to him then, because according to that opinion, they wouldn't give it to him. Ela afil lamanda amar Meiser Rishon mutar lazarim. But even according to those who hold that Meiser Rishon can be given to a non-Kohanim, hani mili lemispiklu, right, that's only true, right, or non-Levi. That's what? That's the mitzvah. That's like, if you go to a Levi's house, the Levi can give you some of his miser. Right? I mean, as opposed to Truma, right? Kohanim would not have over non-Kohanim for meals because you can't eat Truma that belongs to another. Even the Kohen accepted the Truma already, you can't eat his Truma. Truma is forbidden to a non-Kohen. If you hold that Meiser Rishon is not forbidden to a Levi, so some hold that Meiser Rishon is not forbidden to like a regular Yisrael, let's say. Some hold it is. Fine. But even if you hold that it's not forbidden to a regular Yisrael, that's when. That's if the Levi already accepted the Meiser Rishon and now he decides to give some to his friends. Right? However, right, Avabataras Chaluka Lohavev. They never give it to him as a czar. You'd never give it to him as a non-Levi if he wasn't a Kohen, basically. If he was treated like a czar, which would be a halal, or treated like a Yisrael, so then they would never give it to him. So the bottom line is, what's the case? The case is this guy who everyone knows is a Kohen, but this question about his status, is he a Kohen or a czar, basically? Is he a Kohen or is he a halal? And what happens? They go ahead and they're handing him out Meiser Rishon. So what does that mean? That means they're treating him like a full-fledged Kohen. Right? And that's why the Meiser Rishon in this case is going to be a proof, to be a chazaka, that he's a Kohen when it's combined with the fact that we know that his father's also a Kohen.
Why would Kohen, who gets disqualified from Kuna, he's still part of Sheva Levi. So why is he kicked off to Zaru?
Sounds like a halal is not, right? Right. This Gemara makes it sound pretty clear that once you're a halal, you're like a Yisrael. And that's true, meaning that is true anyways. Like a halal doesn't get the Levi aliyah.
Right.
He gets the Yisrael aliyah. Right. So it is true. What it is a good question, but presumably whatever it is that happens when a person becomes a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza is that their status in that entire Shevet is removed. You go from Kohen to like the rest of us, like regular Yisrael, that's what happens, presumably. Fine, so the Gemara asks the next question. V'acholik v'bezdin, right, so now what about this Cholik v'bezdin case, right? V'acholik v'bezdin ein chazaka, right? Even Bezdin lo havia chazaka, hey havia chazaka. Wait a second. If you're going to tell me that the Bezdin determining that a person can get trumas and meisers whatever isn't a chazaka, then I'm not sure who can create the. If a Bezdin can't create the chazaka, then I don't know who can. Right. So I'm Rav Sheshes. No, this is what's happening. Hacholek truma b'nichsei aviv im achiv b'Bezdin. What's happening? We're not talking about a person who. Go. The original havmina was the person is going to the granaries and he has a certificate from the Bezdin saying like you're a Kohen, right? So that's not what's going on here. What we mean is Cholik Bezdin means that there's a person passed away and he had children and I guess he had two wives. So one of the children is a clear Kohen with no question. The other one is it's not clear what the status is, right? Maybe his wife was a Grucha or a Chalutza. So what happens? So they are splitting up his whatever he had in his house, and what happens? So they split it. So so one of the brothers gets a bunch of things, including some truma, and the other brother also gets a bunch of things, including some truma. So what happens? So you might think, right? So maybe I think the fact that you're giving him truma, what does that mean? Must be he's a Kohen, right? Someone says, pshita, that's obvious. Of course, the fact that he's getting truma as part of his Yerusha, doesn't make him a Kohen. That's obvious. No, Mo, the same about what you think. Midahanach la'achila, hainami la'achila. Well, I don't know. You're giving food. Right? Maybe you should decide to give this guy the car and this one give the truma. Why are you giving him truma at all if he's not allowed to eat it? So, kamash v'lan, dahanach la'achila v'hani hai lizvunei. No, one of them you're giving the truma because you're just splitting it up. One of them gets it because he can eat it. The other one gets it because he'll sell it to another Kohen. And that's what you're giving. And the Cholek Bebezdin, in this case, tells me nothing about his status as a Kohen. Okay. Fine. So the Gemara now is going back to a line we saw in the Mishnah a few daf back. On Chav Gimel on the base. Right? So we had just a reminder there. We were talking about two people. One says, I'm a Kohen, and he's also a Kohen, etc. Right? And when they give, and that doesn't work, when they give eight is about each other, so that's going to work. So Yehuda there said, so Yehuda said, we don't allow a person to become treated like a Kohen because of one eight. And Rabbi Elazar said best, like responded, that by the way, he like explained that this opinion of Rabbi Yehuda is when, that's only when they are overrun. Right? There are people who are saying maybe he's not a Kohen, they're questioning his status. So Rabbi Elazar said that when Rabbi Yehuda gave his statement that ain mal nikun al pi yerechad, so that was only if there are overrun. And then we have this line from, then we said, Rav Shimon Leil Omer, Rav Shimon ben Askan, Malin Lekuna al Piyadechad. Rav Shimon Leil says, you can be Mal al Piyadechad. And so the question is, what's the difference between Rav Shimon Leil and Rav Yehuda? What's the difference between the two opinions? So the Gemara says, now, Rav Shimon Leil, Haini Rav Yeliyat, the Rashi changes, Rav Elazar. Rav Shimon Leil, Haini Rav Elazar. Rav Shimon Leil seems to be saying the same thing as Rav Elazar, meaning that Rabbi Yehuda said, "Ein malin kun al pi yerechad," and Rabbi Elazar said, "When there are orin, but there's no orin, then malin lakuna." Okay, and Shimon Leil also says, "Malin lakuna." So maybe they're both saying malin. They're basically saying the same thing. The assumption being that even Shimon Leil was not talking about cases where there are orin. Orin is obviously a much more complicated, difficult case. But they're both agreeing that when there's no orin, malin lakuna. In which case, what's the chiddush? Why quote him at all? Right? So Rav Shimon Gamliel, Hani Rabbi Elazar. And so says the Gemara, well, I'll tell you what might be the difference. The difference might be what happens if there's only one ear heir or our heir. There's only one rabble rouser, right? Not multiple people claiming that the guy's not like Cohen. Only one person's claiming that there's problems with his status as Cohen. Right? So maybe that's the machlokes. Rabbi Elazar Savar, Ir er echad, the ir echad. Rav Shimon Leil savar ir er trei. Rav Elazar says you need to have only all, as long as you have one rabble rouser, that's enough to cause problems. Rav Shimon Leil says no, you have to have overridden, right? You need to have multiple, right? If you want to say that, Ha'am Rabbi Yochanan divrei akol ein ir er pachos mishnayim. That's not true because Rabbi Yochanan holds that to call something a real attack. You know, on the status that has to give it a call, they have to have at least two, right? So that's not going to be, that can't be the machlokes. Okay. So alhacha maya skina, what's going on here? The muchsak lan bavua dahai de kohen hu, right? So you can see a similar case here, right? We have a chazaka that the person, his father was a kohen, right? V'navak alei kala de ben grusha ben chalutzu, and there's a call about the son that, again, we know his father is a chazaka at least, that his father is a kohen. But nevertheless, there's a kol about him that his mother was a grusha or a chalutza, vachtine. And what happened? They actually removed him from the status of a kohen, sort of temporarily. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "V'nafik alei kala kol ba'ama v'lo edus." It's not edus, but a kol about him that he's a. And it's gonna be important why you're gonna see in a second why it's important. There's no edus. There's a kol that he's a grusha or a chalutza. Fine. And what happened? Vachtine. He says Rashi, "Vachtine min akuna ad sheyivtiku." Right, so they said, you know what? Let's take a break. Let's let you wait. Don't collect any truma now for a little while, and let's investigate to find out the status of your mother here, so that we know exactly what's going on here. Okay, and then what happened? For us, Eidechad ve'amar yadana bei the kohenu, and now an Eidechad comes and says, I know that he's a kohen. Okay, vaskine, and they took him back. He's a kohen again. So Rashi says, "Askine demakam kol havichad mehemens." Again, there was a kol, just a kol that says he's not a kohen. So what do? They temporarily removed him from being a kohen. Now there's one aide comes and says, no, he is a Kohen. So one aide versus a Kohl, the one aide wins. He gets elevated back to the status of a Kohen. And now two Adim came and say, he's Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. So what happened? So they took him down again. Right? Because now two versus one, that's going to win. And so now he's lowered again. And now what happens? And now another aide comes and says, right, and says, he's a Kohen. So now what do you have? Two versus two. So what should happen in the case of two versus two? He should go back, right? Lachor, he should go back. Okay. With the Kuli Am, it's Star from the Eidos, right? And everyone agrees that the two Eidim should count together, even though they came separately. They didn't stand together. Give Eidos, but each one was at one. Everyone agrees they should count for Eidos. Right? Vahacha, but Mechash, Lizilusa, the Beidina, Kamifagi. And what's the Machalokas? Machalokas is, are we concerned about the zilusa of Bezdin? The Bezdin being like sort of embarrassed. What are we talking about? Look at Rashi. The chashin the zilusa the beidina. Three lines down on the white lines. Shaharidu shnei pa'amim. Right, they already took him out twice. Right, and again, now they're going to like lift him up again. It sort of sounds like they like made him like we. It sounds like they made like made a mistake. We dropped him. Then we brought him back. Then we dropped him again. You bring him back. Like it makes the whole thing look silly. It makes Bezdin look silly. So you can say, so Bezdin maybe should wait a little bit to see if more people come. But the bottom line is, they couldn't. Even if they waited, this is how it worked. So now it's sort of like, it looks funny, and the whole thing's going to look strange. Okay. And keep going your Rashi. Behind the Ka'amr Belazar, and this is what Belazar was saying, now that we removed him based on Orin, in Mal Na'piyedzeh, Hasheni Afa Pi Shiyesh Letzarfim Acher. So he'll say that once we took him down based on two, we're not going to lift him back up because of this one new witness that comes in. Okay, and that's what Elazar would say. It was Richard Melio who would say that we would allow him to do that. Okay, look at Rashi. Sorry, continue the Gemara. Tanakama Savar. We're in the fifth line now. Tanakama Savar Kevin Dachtine Lo Maskinen Lei. Right, Chacham would say, now that we took him down, we can't put him back in place. Why? Chayshin is losing the Beidina. Right, we're nervous what's going to look like. Right, Rishim says, what do you mean? We took him down, we'll lift him up. Right, we're losing the Beidina, lo chayshin, and we're not concerned about the Zilus of the Bezdin, that we're not worried about that. Fine. And that really is the machlokas between Rishim and Liel and Rebbe Lazar, and that's what this is really about, and that's why they seem to be saying the same words, but really they argue. Fine. So it says, come up, wait a second. Maskif la, Ravashi, Ihachi, Afidu Treya Treinami. And if that's true, so even if there was Mamish 2 versus 2, right, look at Rashi, Afidu Trey, Asu Bahadi Adadi, Nami, Bapam Shniyal, Rabbi Elazar, La Maskin. I mean, if this is true, then what, you're even going to dismiss them if they would come two at a time? Right, Mamish at the same time, you wouldn't accept them? If you're so concerned as lose the Bezdin, so then even if two witnesses come together, you're still not gonna let them back up. So Ella Amr of Ashi Bimit Star from the Aidas come in Fiki. No, they're not arguing about when if two guys would come, you know, Mamish should we reject two Aidim, you wouldn't do that. The Machalokas is about being mit star from the Aidas. Alright, Uba plug the Dahani Tanai. And it's this Machalokas is the following Machalokas Tanaim. The Sanya Ain Edusa mit starefetz achayiru shneyam ke echad. Alright, that Tanakama holds that the Aedus of two witnesses is not mitzvah if they don't join together until they come together. Right? They're seen as one. Right? Rabbi Shua ben Karcha Amar, he says, no. You don't have to stand together as two witnesses, even one after the other. Rabbi Nasan Omer, Shomin Devarv, Shosah Hayom, Ukshiyavu Chaveh Ulamachar, Shomin Devarv. So Rabbi Nasan goes even further to say, no, you can have one come on one day, one come the next day, and we'll even accept it in that scenario. And that, again, is the same. That's the Machalokas here, because here we're talking about a case of guy came on day one, then you have two, and then another guy came on a different day, and that's what the Machalokas are. They been stiff or not. But everyone, it sounds like everyone would agree that if two Edim came together and said, no, we know that he's a Kohen, that the Bezdin would not be safe. How's Lusul Bezdin? At that point, since we have two guys there, two witnesses, legit witnesses, we would elevate him back to the status of a Kohen. Okay, so we'll pick up, finish up tomorrow.